When Jack Kemp was selected as the vice presidential nominee, there was an expectation that he might attract minorities to the GOP. Kemp has a record of defending civil rights and affirmative action. But this week in California, he endorsed a California measure to eliminate affirmative action. He also reversed a long-held position and said the children of illegal immigrants should be expelled from public schools. Commentator Sam Fullwood says he's disappointed, but not surprised.
It took less than 3 days at the well-scripted and over-coordinated Republican National Convention to bring Jack Kemp under the party's tent. For a brief moment, right after Bob Dole took the bold step of naming the outspoken former Housing and Urban Development Secretary as his vice presidential running mate, it looked like Kemp might rise to the opportunity of making real on the GOP's promise of stretching a big canopy over African Americans and other minority groups who feel alienated from the party. But we should have known better. The Republican Party could no more change its tune, even if Jack Kemp is singing the melody, than a leopard can remove its spots. The GOP is where it is today, the majority party in Congress, because of a series of policies and decisions rooted in a successful divide-and-conquer tactic that is anchored by race baiting. In 1968, Richard Nixon developed the so-called Southern Strategy that implored covert racial appeals for law and order in urban America to make white Southerners begin to doubt why they remained in the iron grip of the Democrats. For added insurance, Republican Party leaders co-opted black politicians across the South by helping them draw safe, majority black congressional districts and undermine white Southern Democrats. The net effect was to produce a ruling class Republican Party. The Southern Strategy finally proved successful after President Clinton's election. After the 1994 midterm elections, many of the surviving white Southern Democrats in Congress fled their party and signed on with Gingrich's Contract with America. In much the same way that retired General Colin Powell was the hope of Republicans, Jack Kemp was the hope for black Americans. I heard African Americans leading the cheers when he buckled on his helmet and trotted into the game on Dole's side. They allow themselves to think, against reason and history, that Kemp might moderate the extremism and intolerance they fear has captured the party. They remembered his forceful appeals on behalf of affirmative action and urban revitalization and enterprise zones in inner-city ghettos during his exile in the Bush administration. All that is lost now that Kemp has eaten his words and swallowed his pride to please Dole and the party's most faithful supporters. Perhaps it was unlikely that Kemp would have altered the course of Dole's campaign. Maybe it will still happen. I continue to hear some Republican political operatives are betting on when Kemp breaks free and no longer feels compelled to restrain himself. At some point, they predict, he will stray from Dole's party line by doing or saying something that places him at odds with the campaign. If so, it won't be over the volatile issues of affirmative action or immigration. The Republican Party regulars have seen to that and gotten to him already.
Sam Fullwood is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times.